Hello, and welcome to Lesson 24. I hope you have been enjoying this lecture series and the topics that we have covered. Thanks to the questions you asked, the fabric of the Hands Full program is slowly being woven into a protocol that many of you will enjoy implementing, both for your children with special needs and for your children who are developing typically. I'd like to take yet another opportunity to thank Hamaspic in general and Ish Moseni in particular for keeping this lecture line going so that you can learn the Hands Full Behavior Management Program and everything that comes along with it. So I'm going to review some more. The Hands Full Program is divided into two volumes, so to speak. Volume 1 is for children ages 0 to 10, and Volume 2 is for children ages 10 to 18, that's teenagers. Regardless of which age group you will be using the Hands Full program for, the program is built on the same three tiers. Just to review again, because they are so important, they are Phase 1, frustration tolerance, and the ability to tolerate when things don't go your way. Phase 2, obedience, which sits on top of frustration tolerance. And once a child becomes accustomed to obeying authority figures as needed, he will learn not to live his life impulsively and will be able to measure his actions based on what's correct rather than what he wants. So that leads us to the final phase, phase 3, which is impulse control. One of the important components that differentiate men from other creatures, as we spoke, is the ability to act according to what's right rather than according to what we want. And this is the beautiful part of the Bria known as Bechira, which allows us, with loads of hard work and tons of investment by our parents, to choose Uvacharta Bechayim. So for children ages 0 to approximately 9 or 10, the phases and their matching strategies look like this. Phase 1, whose goal is that children learn frustration tolerance. The strategies are INB, ignore negative behavior, SWC, separate without comment, and missions. This should be very familiar to you at this point. Phase 2, whose goal is that a child master obedience to an authority based on the fact that he can handle if things don't go his way. The strategy for that is hand over hand or HOH. You should be familiar with that as well. Phase 3, whose goal is that a child should learn to regulate. Phase 3, whose goal is that children should learn to regulate themselves and control their impulses. The strategy for that is timeout, which we discussed. We call it either timeout or TO. If you don't recognize the names of these strategies, that means you've been skipping around. It's kedai to go back to the beginning of this series and listen to the lectures because they are cumulative and they do depend on one another. So it's a good idea to listen to the lectures in the order that they were recorded and posted. The phases for teenagers and their goals are basically the same. After all, we want our teens to also learn how to phase 1, tolerate frustration, phase 2, obey authority, and phase 3, control their impulses. That's all a very tall order, but if mastered one phase at a time, this is all very doable. Although the goals and phases for teenagers remain the same, the strategies that we use for teens are slightly different, a more mature version. And the strategies look like this for phase 1, INB, and missions. Note that we omitted SWC from the teenage protocol because we're not about to go and take an item away from a teenager. It's simply not age appropriate. Bear in mind, though, that in the cases of teens who are not developing typically, it is sometimes acceptable to use the 0 to 10 strategies, as long as they match the teen's developmental level. There are also some versions of SWC that are appropriate in the case of a teenager who is developing normally, for example, separating other children from a teen sibling who is harassing them. Missions are super effective in teen chinuch because they allow the teen to maintain dignity and doesn't allow them to directly disobey you. Yes, somewhere along the way, it's important to get to phase 2, the obedience phase, even with a teenager, because as you already heard, obedience is a key component of the Yiddish way of life and a ticket to Menschlichkeit. The strategy that matches the obedience goal of phase 2 for teenagers is called nothing until. And the strategy that matches the impulse control goal of phase 3 for teenagers is called take time and space. And again, by way of review, By now, you should be familiar with the terms such as INB, ignore negative behaviors, SWC, separate without comment, missions, HOH, which is hand over hand, and TO, which is time out. These strategies are for children ages 0 to 10 and can be found in the earlier lectures of this series. You should also be familiar with the teen strategies. They are INB and missions for phase 1. You also should have recently listened to lecture 23, which covered nothing until and you. That's for phase 2. And now today we're going to give a listen to time and space, TS, the strategy that addresses impulse control for a teenager. Let's give a listen.
Time and space. For the duration of the first 6 weeks of this program, we worked on negative behaviors, Los Essays, using the Ignore Negative Behavior, INB, and State Your Mission, SM, techniques. During the second 6 weeks, we implemented the Nothing Until, NU, technique, targeting assay commands. This interconnected 12-week period allowed teens to assume responsibility for their anger and negative behaviors, a process that hopefully will have yielded some marginal reduction in adolescent explosions during that time frame. Remember, though, that it is unlikely that all explosions will have subsided during this time because they are, after all, normal during this developmental stage. As you complete phase 1 and phase 2 of this program, you may still find some negative behaviors that have lingered and need to be targeted. To address these behaviors, we will explore the time and space, TS, technique, which will effectively eliminate any lingering los esse behaviors in a non-negative way. Time and space, TS, is the technique that parents use to obliterate any negative behaviors that linger after the completion of phases 1 and 2 of this program. This technique may only be implemented when a teen is obeying all direct assay commands that parents issue. It allows parents to communicate non-negatively to the teen that the behavior in question is not acceptable. It provides an enhanced and structured separation of the adolescent from the negative behavior until the teen is conditioned not to repeat it. TS is a technique that is based on conditioning. Conditioning is a non-negative way to train behaviors by forming associations between actions and reactions. Thus, when a teen is consistently directed to take time and space each time he manifests a specific negative behavior, he will eventually link the negative behavior with being asked to remove himself from his environment and take a break from the behavior. TS is valuable because it teaches teens the intended message while simultaneously maintaining teen self-esteem and preserving a positive parent-teen relationship. Teens who still require NU to carry out an assay command are not yet ready for TS because teens who have not completely accepted their parents' authority may continue to manifest los esse behaviors and won't necessarily obey the subsequent command of go take time and space either, which, in and of itself, is an assay. Do not choose this method for delinquent or criminal behavior. Examples of delinquent behavior include, but are not limited to, shoplifting, substance abuse, driving a car without a driver's license, or underage drinking. Such behavior should always be addressed professionally. Pick a los esse behavior that your teen engages in frequently that has not been deactivated by phase 1 and phase 2 of this program. Examples include door slamming, contradicting a parent, or hitting a sibling. When your teen is calm, sit him or her down and describe what you've been seeing and why you think TS can help. You can say, "I've noticed that this specific behavior has been happening frequently, and it usually happens due to a loss of emotional control. Although our emotions fluctuate, it is important to maintain control even during difficult times. If the situation becomes too overwhelming, then it is best to separate from the situation and take some time and space to work things through. I do this myself when I become overwhelmed, or if I feel that I may scream and hurt someone's feelings." Delineate the procedure that you will carry out with your teen when your teen engages in the specified behavior and needs to take time and space. Tell him or her that when you see loss of control that leads to this specific behavior, you will quietly say, "Please go and take time and space." Tell the teen that when you say that, you expect him or her to find a quiet location to air out and calm down. Reassure your teen that when you direct him or her to take time and space, it is not a punishment. Rather, it is a technique that will teach him or her what to do in order to restore control. Wait for the behavior to happen. When it happens, instruct the teen to take time and space. Any bedroom, playroom, study, etc. that is empty can be used as a venue for time and space. Allow your teen to come out of the room freely as soon as he feels sufficiently in control not to repeat the behavior. Repeat when necessary. If your teen refuses to find a quiet place, continue about your business. When your teenager tries talking to you, employ NU by saying nothing until time and space. If your teen emerges from the TS room and immediately repeats the misbehavior, stay calm and repeat TS. If your teen continually enters the TS room and immediately emerges and repeats the infraction, impose extra time in the room. Say, "Take time and space until you are calm." If the teen does not obey and wanders around the house, ignore the misbehaviors. If the misbehaviors involve another child, remove the other child from the scene. If your teen speaks to you during that time, implement NU again. Your teen might try to disarm you by making a joke out of the TS process. Remain calm and take yourself seriously. TS is a non-negative strategy whose primary purpose is to address lingering negative behaviors that have not been eliminated through application of INB, SM, and NU during phases 1 and 2 of this program. This strategy is similar to the time-out technique that is discussed in Volume 1 of Are Your Hands Full and can be implemented by selecting a specific lingering behavior that remains after you have passed the teen through Phases 1 and Phase 2. Additionally, TS conditions teens to behave appropriately when they become overwhelmed and angry. It is the way parents provide a template that models acceptable human response to difficult circumstances. As time passes, and if TS is administered consistently and without anger or excessive discussions, your teens will become accustomed to taking TS independently when they need to.
There, you have now heard a description of the last strategy in the Hands Full protocol for teenagers. Bear in mind that since many of you are raising children with special needs, it is up to you to decide objectively where you think your child is holding in terms of age group. If your child is already mature, developed physically beyond the age where SWC, separate without comment, or HOH, hand over hand, would be appropriate, then you are going to have no choice but to move yourself into the teen protocol. And we did speak about this earlier. Try not to treat your teen child with special needs as a kid unless your child is still a kid developmentally. Some of the common variations that we implement specific to certain diagnoses are as follows in this regard. Number one, what to do when a child doesn't notice or register that you are ignoring a negative behavior and doesn't recalibrate on his or her own. This scenario is commonly found in ASD, Autistic Spectrum Disorder, where children key in much less to adult negative attention and therefore don't get it when you INB a behavior. In such a case, do your best to keep SWC alive as best as you can. During previous lectures, we spoke about the importance of ABA sessions to keep such children structured and occupied so that they A, learn to spend their time functionally, and B, you don't have to run after them to separate them from negative behaviors. Number two, additionally, you might find certain times that you can get away with using SWC, separate without comment, or HOH, hand over hand, for a child who is not mature and who won't become aggressive if you attempt these strategies. This is actually a wonderful bracha because SWC and HOH are both nonverbal strategies that address the sensory motor system, touch. Behaviors that are learned in this fashion have the potential of becoming deeply and permanently rooted in a child's behavioral programming, which is exactly what we want. And number three, then of course, there are those children with special needs who are attention-seeking and do very well with 6 weeks of INB or INB-SWC combinations, depending on the chronological or developmental age of the child. I believe that parents are usually best equipped to assess their child's age or level and can make decisions as to which strategies to use. No matter what you decide, make sure not to deviate from the hierarchy and the order that the program runs on. This means that you would never do an obedience strategy, such as hand over hand or nothing until, without first introducing your child to at least 6 weeks of the strategies that address frustration tolerance, which is INB, SWC, and missions. You would also never do timeout or time and space before its two preceding tiers. That means before your child has mastered frustration tolerance and obedience. Okay, I think you got this point. So hatzlacha going over all the strategies and applying them to your child. If you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to leave a message on the Nishma Seini hotline, and the questions will be forwarded to me. Have a wonderful week.